The Citizens Assembly on Drug Use heard that drug use is happening everywhere in Ireland. Assembly members heard the lived experience of individuals, of families, of communities and frontline workers who encounter drug use in Ireland every single day. And it might come as a shock to some to hear that drugs are everywhere. But if you've been listening to this programme over the course of our Drugs in Ireland series, you will know by now that drug use is far more common than just, you know, some unfortunate users who we see using in the streets. So for this series, we have discussed everything from MDMA to cocaine to cannabis, opioids used by individuals. Today, we are looking at the worrying increase in the use of nitrous oxide. Now, it's more commonly known as laughing gas. And to discuss this disturbing trend, I have to say, I'm joined by Associate Professor in Addiction at Trinity College Dublin, Johanna Ivers. You're very welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me, what is nitrous oxide and what other names is it known by?
Well, nitrous oxide, as you say, it's most commonly known as laughing gas, but it is a clear gas that people use because it will give them an effect. But it's also used for medical reasons, like it'll be used in surgery or dentistry. It's an anaesthetic or a painkiller. And the catering industry use it quite a lot. So it's a commonly used gas. And I suppose we most know it by laughing gas, as you say.
OK. And is there research around the country to say that it's widely used?
Yeah. So in 2019, in preparation for the drug testing, we did a survey, a national survey that looked at festival users, and we asked them about their use, and 1 in 4 reported using nitrous oxide. What was interesting was the level of use was more common outside of Ireland at that stage, but I think there's a huge visibility of canisters in local communities. There's often social media posts where people are cleaning up their community and coming across these in buckets. So while we don't have prevalence data because we don't collect that at a national level on nitrous oxide, we do see it more visible, and people are talking about using it more, but just from that treatment perspective, we're not seeing it there.
Is it illegal in Ireland to use?
It is. It's illegal under the Psychoactive Drugs Act of 2010 around the head shop stuff. So it is illegal for it to be sold so it can be consumed by a human unless it's for medical reasons.
Okay, speaking of consumption, how are people taking it on the streets? How's it consumed?
They inhale it, and generally people are taking it through balloons.
Inhaling. Balloons.
Yeah.
Okay. And how might someone typically feel after using laughing gas, and how long does it last?
It's very short acting, so it only lasts about 2 minutes, and they feel quite giddy, quite out of it and out of control, quite dizzy, disorientated, and then I suppose on the negative end of that, you can feel quite paranoid or anxious. And again, if people are laughing around you, that stuff's just going to be exacerbated. So,
And where are people getting their hands on this?
Well,
on the black market?
On the black market now, but you know, I suppose in other countries we would have seen nightclubs selling it, and that's how it became quite popular, again available at festivals, but European countries like ourselves have moved towards banning it. So there's countries like UK, France, Portugal, and most recently the Dutch banned it in this year in January.
Let's talk about why it's banned. Can we talk about the dangers of it?
Yeah, it's incredibly dangerous. I suppose because often when we think about a feeling we're going to get from something like making us giggle, you kind of think it's a little bit harmless, but it's a gas, and it's actually quite dangerous to inhale gas. There's a behaviour that people do where they're trying to trap the gas to get a bigger hit, and they might put plastic around their head to incubate it, or they might create a crowd so that they can take it. And to be honest with you, Jennifer, that's just going to exacerbate the risk. You're not going to get a better hit. You're just dicing. But in terms of the dangers to the person, it can render you unconscious. So you could injure yourself. You could become aggressive. You could injure someone else. You can overdose on it, and in which case it could be fatal. There's people who use it for a long period of time report a deficiency in B12, and that can cause a numbingness or a loss of feeling in certain limbs or hands or toes, which can affect your mobility, and in very rare cases then can cause a paralysis. So it isn't, you know, a soft drug that we should all take, you know,
lightly. But when you think about it, I know you think, oh, it makes you giggle, but when you think about the effect, you know, a gas you're inhaling that, yeah. I mean, whatever it does to your brain, it makes you feel like that. I mean, when it's quite frightening.
It's very frightening. But again, I suppose people tend to use substances, multiple substances at once. And when you're disinhibited, you can think something's a good idea. It really isn't.
Can you be addicted to it? Because we've talked about drugs like cocaine and heroin, but does this apply to nitrous oxide?
I would say, what I always say is, anything that will take someone out of their head or get them out of their head has the potential for them to become dependent and addicted. But currently we're not seeing that, because people tend to use it in a binging kind of setting, which, as I say, brings its own set of dangers and harms.
Okay. So despite all we've been talking about and the serious dangers involved, people will still take the risk and try nitrous oxide. It is festival season. That's why we're continuing these conversations. Mm-hmm. So everybody is aware of what you're taking or what you may want to take or maybe you have taken. But what would you say to these people who are thinking of trying it, or they're in a situation and it's floating around and it gets past them?
Definitely use it when other people are around. Try and only use that single drug. So don't do it while you're drinking or taking other drugs. If someone does become unwell or you feel unwell, get medical assistance immediately, and always use a gas in open air. Don't try and create this enclosure.
Okay, really good advice. Professor Johanna Ivers, thank you so much for coming in today for the last number of weeks. I know you're very busy and we really, really appreciate you coming in and taking the time to do this. No doubt we will be talking to you soon. And I just want to say, if you have been affected by this conversation or you want to find out more information, check out the website drugs.ie. Two Jens Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.